Okay, let's begin. Good morning. We are up to... Okay, we're up to Perek Chof Tes. We now begin the sugya, the topic of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Okay, now, just as a way of introduction, the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech takes up a lot of space, a lot of attention in Navi, specifically in Sefer Melachim and in Divrei Hayamim. But also a very significant discussion and insight into Chizkiyahu appears in Sefer Yeshaya. So it's not as explicit. There are in fact two or three parakim in Sefer Yeshaya that are almost word for word what it says in Sefer Melachim. But besides those two or three parakim that are a review of what it says in Sefer Melachim, a very significant chunk of Sefer Yeshaya is focusing on the time of Chizkiyahu and his struggle with Sancheirith and the Golus of the Aseres Hashvatim and the possibility, the potential that Chizkiyahu would be Mashiach. So Chizkiyahu really has his own book, so to speak. The Sefer Yeshaya very much, to a very large degree, is devoted to the time and era and the person of Chizkiyahu Hanavi. We have, of course, Sefer Melachim. Now we're going to see how it's presented in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim is similar to Sefer Melachim, but different, very different. And the main two themes that are mentioned both in Divrei Hayamim and Sefer Melachim are, number one, the struggle with Sancheirith. Number two, the cleansing and the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. And here's where we find the difference. In Sefer Melachim, the Ikur is Sancheirith. The battle of the salvation that Chizkiyahu brings to Klal Yisrael against to protect them from Sancheirith. That's the Ikur. The other topic, namely the idea of what happened with the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, how he cleansed the Beis HaMikdash from the Avodah Zarah of his father Ochos, that is a secondary topic. That's not the Ikur in Melachim. Whereas here in Divrei Hayamim, it's just the opposite. The Ikur is what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did to cleanse the Beis HaMikdash from Avodah Zarah, to rebuild it and to restore it to its former glory. And secondary, there's another topic. There was a siege by Chizkiyahu and by Sancheirith, and Chizkiyahu was able to very cleverly to plan in advance and both Ruchnius and Gashmius to protect Klal Yisrael from the threat of Sancheirith. So that right away creates for us a different flavor of the focus of Sefer Divrei Hayamim. And this is really very consistent with the entire theme of Divrei Hayamim. It was written 500 years after the events actually took place. It was written primarily, according to most Mepharshim, as a motivational book to inspire the exiles to return to Yerushalayim. And that's really what the focus is. How Chizkiyahu rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, he cleansed the Beis HaMikdash from Avodah Zarah, restored to the former glory, and this is an ideal thing to tell the people who are in Golus after the Churban Bayis Rishon. We too can follow in the ways of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and return to Eretz Yisrael, cleanse the Temple Mount from all of the things that should not be there, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and restore it to the former glory. And more so, we can bring Moshiach, just like Chizkiyahu, by doing so, he came that close to being Melech HaMashiach. Perhaps we can do the same thing at the time of the Bayis Sheni, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, through the guidance of Ezra and Nehemiah. Yes?
Is it way out that Melachim is more written as current events?
Yes.
While Divrei Hayamim,
retrospect.
Historical.
As we always say, Divrei HaRishonim and Divrei HaAcharonim. Divrei HaRishonim is real time.
The current events, the way
it's happening right now. And Divrei Hayamim is 500 years later, it's history, but we have the advantage of hindsight. Hindsight is always, what's the expression, 2020. We have that advantage. And then when you look back in history, you see the outgrowth of certain actions and decisions, it takes on a whole different meaning. And you could never have predicted that at the time when the events were unfolding in front of the people, when it was being written at the time of Sefer Melachim and Sefer Shmuel and things like that. Okay, so that is just the idea. Now, there is also one other section that where Chizkiyahu is mentioned, many details of his life are presented, and that's in the Medrash. There are a lot of Midrashim, and there are numerous Memori Chazal, Bavli, Yerushalmi, various Midrashim, that present Chizkiyahu in an entirely different light, which you don't really get to see from Melachim, you don't see from Divrei Hayamim, and you don't see from Yeshaya. So Sach HaKol, Rei Eisenman, in his parish on Divrei Hayamim, in the back of the Sefer, and among his Maimorim, he makes that point that there are four versions of Chizkiyahu. Melachim, Divrei Hayamim, Yeshaya, and Chazal, which includes a very significant collection of Maimorim from Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Medrash. And hopefully we'll try to weave some of that all together. The main focus of Chazal is probably Chizkiyahu's focus of Torah. That's one of the very big milestones of Chizkiyahu. I don't think we see by any of the Ishi HaTanach in his time or in this Tkufa of his the honor he gave to Talmud Torah. And in Yeshaya, that's really where it's brought out more, probably more than in Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei Hayamim, that Chizkiyahu recognized that the secret of survival for Klal Yisrael is Talmud Torah. The Chavivus he gave to Talmidei Chachamim and to a study of Torah is what prevailed at his time and what was the source of his success. So with that, we begin Pasuk Aleph, Yechizkiyahu Malach. Okay, this is a very unusual expression. Yechizkiyahu became king. You don't, that's not the way took it in Chumash and Nevi'im and even Ksuvim. It's not the way you would describe, you would say that Ben Eshem Chumashana Hayechizkiyahu Kasher Malach, or something along those lines. If you go back to probably Perek Chav Ches, and we can see how Ochaz, how his malchus was presented. Take a look at the beginning of Perek Chav Ches. Perek Chav Ches, a typical description of a new king. Ben Eshim Shana Ochaz B'molcho. He was 20 years old when he became king. Ochaz was 20 years old B'molcho when he became king. V'sheish Eshim Shana Molach B'Yerushalayim. How does we present the Chizkiyahu? Yechizkiyahu Molach. Yechizkiyahu came to power. He was Ben Eshim V'chamesh Shana. He was 25 years old. The Esrim V'Seisha Shana Molach B'Yerushalayim. And he ruled for 29 years in Yerushalayim. V'Shem Imo Avia Bas Zichariyahu. Very unusual expression, almost as if it's saying, finally came the Savior, the great Savior. We've been waiting for this moment in history since the beginning of time. That's really the way, the flavor you get when you read the Pesukim. Yeah.
This is the same terminology in Chaf Hei.
In Perek Chaf Hei. Okay, let me take a look. Perek Chaf Hei. Or Pasuk? Pasuk Aleph Ben... Then Eshem V'chamesh Shana Molach Amatziyahu. So that's similar to Ochas,
yeah.
Right? That's Ochas. That's the typical way you would describe the appointment of a new king. He is 25 years old. Ben Eshem V'chamesh Shana Molach Amatziyahu.
Just where they put the
Molach. But here it's not only that; it's also the name comes first.
Put the age first.
First is the verb Molach. Molach Amatziyahu. Here we put the noun first. We put Yechizkiyahu Molach. The flavor of when you read the psukim, you get the flavor that finally, we couldn't wait another minute for this to happen. We've been waiting since the beginning of history for this event.
Or
yeah,
after a reign such as Ahaz,
it was a sigh of relief. Okay, and it could be all right. It could be. Yechizkiyahu Molach Ben Eshem Shchamishon Ben Eshem Shavosei Shana Molach Yisrael Mishayimo Avia Vabas Zechariyahu. We're not exactly clear who his mother was, but we have at least a record of who she was. Bas Zechariyahu. I'm not sure which Zechariyahu this was. Pasuk Beis Vayas Hayashob Yene Hashem Kuchol Asher Osa David Aviv. Here we're calling Yechizkiyahu. We're calling him Kilu. He's the son of David. And in fact, we're going to see that Chizkiyahu, he viewed himself as being the reincarnation of David. He was going to do exactly what David did, and better. He was going to actually be the Melech HaMashiach. He patterned his life. David was his alter ego. He was his model, his idol, his the person that he wanted to emulate. And we call him here, we did everything, here right away we describe the first event, Hu Vashana Harishon, the first Yom Malcho, Bachodesh Harishon Pasach Estalso Speis Hashem Vayichaskim. The first thing he did in the first year of his rule, in the first month of his rule, he opened up the doors of the Beis HaMikdash and he strengthened them. He strengthened the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to see in great detail exactly what he did. Now this right away corresponds to the end of Parak Chav Ches, where we learn that Ochos closed the doors. This idea of closing the doors, opening the doors, only appears in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. In Sefer Melachim, there is no mention that Ochos actually locked up the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing it's mentioned there is that he introduced Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. But at the end of Perek Chav Ches, it says, let's see if we find the pasuk. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayesof Ochos es klei beis holokim, vayikatseitz es klei beis holokim, vayisgor es dalsos beis Hashem. We close for business. So the first thing Yechizkiyahu did, we're open for business. He opened the doors of the Beis HaMikdash and he strengthened the Mikdash. And now we're going to describe in great detail exactly what he did. Before we go further, there's something very interesting. One of the things that Chazal lists six things about Chizkiyahu, three things he did that Chazal were pleased, and there were three things that he did that they were not pleased. And we'll come to some of these things as we go through the Pesukim. But one of the things that they were not pleased with was he decided to make the year a year, a leap year. In other words, there was an issue like this year. We have a double Adar. Why is there a double Adar? So we have it because there's a set calendar. We don't want that Chodesh of Pesach should fall in. Pesach must fall in the spring, so the calendar is arranged and calculated that it should never happen, and it's done in a very convenient way. However, there are times when Pesach will be in Chodesh Aviv either way, whether we have a leap year or we don't have a leap year, and it's at the discretion of the Beis Din to decide if they want a particular year to be a leap year. It could very well be there was some natural disaster and the roads are not up to par, and the people who have a hard time traveling in Eilul Yerushalayim, they want to give time for the workers to construct, to fix the bridges, fix the roads, in order to make it easy for people to be early regal for the Yom Tov Pesach. So it's at the discretion of Beis Din to decide, this year we're going to decide, even though we don't need to, everything is okay, Pesach is the Chodesh Aviv, this year we have our reasons, we want to extend the year, we want to make this year a double Adar. Chizkiyahu, now that's the halach. Now there's a halach in the Gemara in the Sefer Roshon discusses in detail when Beis Din is until what point in time in the year is Beis Din allowed to make this decision to make an additional Adar, and the rule is they can do so until the end of Adar Rishon. Once Beis Din sanctifies Chodesh Nisan, it's now the first day of Chodesh Nisan. It's too late. They can't say, you know what? There's a delay. They get a message that everyone is stuck on the road. The GWB is closed. The governor took away a couple of lanes, and there's a delay, and people cannot make it on time to come to Eilul Regel. So Bez, you know what? This year we'll give a bonus. We'll give an extra month. It's too late. Technically, it's not too late because Pesach begins on the 15th day of Nisan. So technically, for the first 15 days of Nisan, if Beis Din wants to decide, you know what, let's make day 3 of Nisan, it will really be day 3 of Adar Sheni, will retroactively decide it's going to be Adar Sheni and not Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara says you cannot do that. And this is the drasha, I don't remember the details, there's a drasha in the Gemara. The Gemara says once you're ready to declare the year of the month to be Chodesh Nisan, it is too late to decide to make the previous year a leap year. Chizkiyahu did not agree with the Beis Din. Chizkiyahu was the melech, he had enormous power, and there was a dispute between the Beis Din and Chizkiyahu. If you learn the Gemara at face value, we don't know when this happened. This could have happened. Chizkiyahu was king for 29 years. Maybe it happened in year 25, in year 26, in year 15. It doesn't say exactly when it happened. There was a year in when already it was Aleph Nisan, the first day of Nisan, and Chizkiyahu decided, you know what? I want the year to be a previous leap year. It's not going to be Aleph Nisan, it's going to be Aleph Adar Sheni. So the Gemara tells us you can't do that. But before the Gemara was written, obviously there was a debate between different Talmidei Chachamim, can you do it or can you not do it? All of the Chachamim in the time of Chizkiyahu took the position that you can't do it. If it's Nisan, it's over. Chizkiyahu was a minority opinion. He was obviously a very big Talmud Chacham, and he disagreed with the Sanhedrin, and he used his executive power to override the opinion of the Chachamim and say, no, we can't do it. When did this happen? So Chazal say it happened the first year he became king. Now, this is, when did he become king? He became king on Aleph Nisan. On the the 30th day of Adar, which was the 30th day of Adar Rishon, can be, if Bezin decides that day to make it Nisan, it can be Nisan, or it can be the 30th day of Adar. Okay, the exact details I don't know, but he became king on the borderline. And the Bezin said, it's now the 29th day of it's now the 30th day of Adar. It's now Aleph Nisan. And it's Aleph Nisan, and that's it. It's too late to be Ma'aber the Shana. Now that has a nafkamina for Chenuwa Chizkiyahu. Say, no, I disagree with you. I'm the king, even though you've declared 5 minutes ago that today is Aleph Nisan. I want it to be Aleph Adar Sheni. Now, my nafkamina. The nafkamina is what happens in 30 days from now. Besides the fact, the nafkamina, the big nafkamina of when Pesach is, that's going to be a very big nafkamina. When Pesach is, when is his first year? Is Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the years of Jewish kings are counted from Nisan? That's when the year changes. So if a new king is appointed on the 29th day of Adar, and he serves one day as king, and the next day is Aleph Nisan. On Aleph Nisan, he's in his second year. So Chizkiyahu. Now we're going Chizkiyahu. Now I don't know the resolution.
Unfortunately, there's another very big difference.
What?
There's another very big difference. He just became king.
Right.
He opened the doors of the Mikdash. He sent out messengers to the heathen. They should do this. He needed time.
Exactly. That was his thinking. The problem, though, was people didn't expect Ochus to die at that moment. Ochus probably was lingering on. We know exactly how Ochus died, the way he died. But they thought Ochus got another week. Maybe he was sick. Maybe he wasn't sick. Maybe he died suddenly. So Bezin says, listen, this is the way it is. That's the way it is. We were stuck with Ochus. So when Chizkiyahu will come, and they knew he's a tzaddik, when he'll come around, everything will be good. But it was already Aleph Nisan. They already declared it's Aleph Nisan. And then suddenly, Ochus dies. Oh, who's the new king? Chizkiyahu. Wonderful. I'm in power. Clean slate. New regime. Let's clean out the Avodah Zarah. Let's get ready for Pesach. We got 15 days is not enough to clean out the base Hamidosh to make a new Karim Pesach, Betahara. I need another month. Bezin says, Chizkiyahu, the halacha is, it's too late. It's very nice what you want to do. It's very idealistic. But you got halacha is halacha. Chizkiyahu says that's the halacha.
Right, it doesn't say that. It didn't say he went against halacha.
There was a debate. It wasn't clear. It's like David. Is David allowed to come to the Bekal Hashem? So there was the Chalukideus.
When he comes in the first honeymoon period, he could do what he wants.
No, you can't do halacha.
You're talking halacha. He's talking his strength. He has a very strength.
Executive power.
Right, a
mandate.
What the Gemara, I believe, said is that Hachodesh Elohim is a 29-day month.
Yeah.
If you don't do it after 29, so even, you're supposed to make it, you say the second day Rosh Chodesh or whatever it is, but nevertheless, let's say nobody ever saw a new moon.
Okay.
It still changes the month, even though no Adam came to Bezdin, because it says
that's a whole shound, a different opinion of the Gemara.
Mekadesh Mehatzmo.
Okay, the difference by default. Okay, could be.
It's an automatic change of month, and even though you didn't declare it a new month, God did.
Okay, there are many details that have to be worked out. There
can't be more than 30 days.
Where does he get the authority to overrule halacha?
It's not necessarily against the authority. It's not overruling halacha. It's the halacha was not clear. We take everything as a given. This is the halacha. Halacha developed over time. Torah lava shamayim. Torah was given to the understanding of man. And if Bezin decides this is the halacha, that's the halacha.
So
and,
where does he get the authority to?
Because the halacha, it was not yet decided clearly what the halacha is. This is what appears. Just like David and Bash, David is David mutter to come lower b'kahal Hashem. This was an ongoing debate. This idea of amoini v'loy moyavis, moyavi v'loy moyavis. This was an ongoing debate until they finally someone came along and said in the Chanami, it's not holy in the Swara, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. We have a tradition. They brought testimony. We have a misora, and that's it. That was the that put an end to it. But as far as Svar is concerned, you can say a Svar like this, a Svar like that, and Beznas take a vote, Achrei Rav Lahatos. It's halacha develops. It could very well be this question of what the cutoff point is was a very complex halachic issue, and there are more details that were missing, exactly when they had to make this decision, and therefore it was not 100% clear. Okay, so this is the debate we have here. This is so. Now, the point I want to make here, and the Mefarshim make this point, Rabbi Eisenman makes this point in a very, very powerful way, is that the pasuk here is taking sides with the Chachamim. We think everything about Chizkiyahu is all praise, high praise for his wonderful accomplishments. The truth is, the very first pasuk, I should be more precisely, the second pasuk is a right away criticizing. How are you? The second pasuk Beis is immediately criticizing Chizkiyahu, and it's taking sides with the Chachamim and not with Chizkiyahu. Vayasa Yosha ben Hashem kol asher osa davra v'pasuk gimel na pasuk Beis who vashana harishayna lemolcha b'chodesh harishon the first year. In the first month, Pesach Estal Sol Space Hashem Vayichaskin. That wasn't the first year. According to Chazal, that was the second. According to Chazal, it was the first year. But according to Chizkiyahu himself, it was the second year. Because according to Chizkiyahu, when he became king, he right away said, "You think it's Nisan? It's not Nisan. It's the first day of Adar Sheni." So now it took him a month to get his everything his act together, to get his cabinet in place, and to get Congress to confirm all of his appointments. And now finally, it's the first day of Nisan, which is the first day of the second year. But Chizkiyahu said no, so second year. So why does it say year of his first year? Because the answer is no, this is not. We're taking sides. There's a hint that we're taking sides with the Chacham. The Chacham were not pleased with his decision. He went up against the Chacham. Yeah?
It says Bachodesh Harishon.
No, it says Shana Rishona. Look at the word Shana Rishona.
Shana Rishona,
which is Nisan.
Oh, so the question.
According to Chachamim, that would have been
Nisan.
No, it would have been the next month.
No.
According to the Chachamim, it's Bachodesh Harishon. It is Bachodesh Harishon. According to Chizkiyahu, it would have been the second year. It would have been the second year.
Did he do it the first day he became king, or he did it a month later?
So that could depend. That could depend on who you're asking. If you're asking, let's look at this. You're right. If you're asking Chizkiyahu, let's assume he did it on the first day of office. Very good point. These questions.
Harishon means it doesn't mean this first month. It means.
Is that what it means? Is that what it means? Is that what it means?
We got two Nisans.
Yeah, but the
we got two Nisans.
Yeah, according to Chizkiyahu,
in the whole Torah, Chodesh
Harishon, as soon as it became Nisan, it became his second year.
And I understand
it says
that.
Shana Rishayna.
But which Nisan are we talking about?
Let's assume it's Nisan. Let's assume it's everyone. It's only one day of a difference. It's only one day.
No,
it's not a whole month. Because he became king, Chizkiyahu became king on that day. He became king on the 30th day of Adar Rishon.
Right.
The question is, the 30th day of Adar Rishon, is that we're going to turn that into the first day of something.
Right.
Are we turning that into the first day of Nisan,
right,
or the first day of Adar Rishon? Adar Sheni. So if you learn that we're turning into the first day of Nisan,
yes,
like the Chachamim, then what does it mean? It's Bashana Harishayna, Bachoydesh Harishon.
So he did it on the first day that he showed up.
On the first day that he showed up, according to the Chachamim, what does the pasuk mean? It was Bashana Harishayna, Bachaydish Harishna. According to Chizkiyahu, it was Bashana Harishayna, but it was Bachaydish Ha'ashtay Asar, the 12th month.
Okay.
Right? That's what would have to be. It would have to mean the Chaydish. Rabbi Meir, that's what it have to mean.
Or it could be Nisan, or you want to say
there was a delay then.
He waited 30 days.
Oh, that's another approach. That's another approach. Let's assume that he did this on the first day he took off. You're saying something different. If he did this on the first day he took office, then the pasuk would have to say Bashana Rishana Bachodesh Ashtay Asar on the 12th month. If you want to say that he took 30 days to get his act together, then Bachodesh Rishana is correct. The question is it Bashana Harishayna? It should be Bashana Hashaniya. Or, according to whose interpretation? According to Chizkiyahu's interpretation. But according to the Chacham's interpretation, then it makes sense, Bashana Bashana. So one of these two words, the variable is, did he wait a month? Did he not wait a month? But however you're going to learn, it's an indication, the way we're describing the pasuk is according to the Chachamim, in disagreement with Chizkiyahu, and that teaches us, according to this interpretation, many things. Number one, this, but Chazal tell us that he did six things. Three Chazal gave him high praise, and three things they were critical of. It wasn't just a small little thing. This was a major issue that took place on the first day that he became king.
Targum says, Kishata Kadmesa. It doesn't say the first year. He's right away in the beginning. So it could be he means taka like we were saying that he did it in other stuff.
The Isa Yaska who Bishata Kadmes in the first year, Kad Melach, when he became king.
It doesn't say any month.
Doesn't say the name of the month. But Chodesh Rishon, he has a whole different interpretation. Okay, very interesting. So therefore it means in his first month.
Still another that he did.
In the first year when he became king. So you want to learn that the Targum is trying to defend that this is according to the interpretation of Chizkiyahu. Okay, there are many variables and there are many problems. The reason why I want to make the point is because we're going to see now that it took 16 days to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, 16 days, if this was indeed, as the Pasuk says, Chodesh Nisan, as it says, if you want to learn, like I said, Chodesh HaRisha means Chodesh Nisan, so the time he finished cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach is over! He missed the boat! He couldn't do it, they couldn't improvise. They couldn't put up curtains and do something to get the Beis HaMikdash ready in 14 days. What's going on? The answer is, Chizkiyahu felt, I got a whole month. There's no emergency. The Chachamim, they'll come around to see the light that I'm right. In the meantime, he wanted to show them. He was showing off the Chachamim. It's powerful stuff. I'm going to take exactly one day too much in order to show up the Chachamim that this is Chodesh Adar, and I have plenty of time. Now, how this resolves itself is not clear. Did Chizki eventually come around and say, okay, the Chum, you win, Achai Ram Lahatos, or did he insist, and they did adjust the calendar to Chizki because Chai Rasha, or because it's only Abidi Evet that you're not allowed to be Ma'abed Chodesh after it's Nisan? These are issues that are not 100% clear. Obviously, the calendar resolved itself. I think Rabbi Beryl Wine says one of the greatest miracles in history, beyond doubt, is that we all share one calendar. Ashkenazim, Sfardim, whether you're Hasidish and Litvish, it's a pelvis, almost nothing else we agree on. Nothing. And yet,
the calendar,
even the Sefer Torah, but Suadaka with a hay, with an aleph. But it's an amazing thing. We agree on the calendar. Everyone in Klal Yisrael agrees on the calendar. Half leva fella, only in the Hashem Yotzah Hadavah such a thing can exist. What? There is such a thing to it. This is something which is right away being presented in the very beginning. We think right away, Yechizkiyah Malach and Yechizkiyah Zmelech HaMashiach. Right in the beginning, we got problems.
So it could be a reason.
Yes.
Later, I think there's a Melech, Melech Machlaikus with Besen.
Yeah.
And they wanted to call him in. And because they knew he wouldn't come, they changed the halacha that a Melech doesn't give ages.
Okay. Right. It's a Gemara. Right. It was by Sheni, during the by Sheni. Now, right. Not one of the Malchay, not during the...
Yisrael, not Malchay Yehuda. They couldn't say Eidus. Malchay right. Yehuda could say Eidus, just not Malchay Yisrael.
Malchay Yisrael.
They fight them every day. Because
no, but I think this was during the time of the by Sheni. This is a mice and the by Sheni with the...
Malchay Yisrael and by Sheni.
Okay, whatever, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it right. seems that eventually the halacha was changed. It was made. So we're talking here in the time of Ezra. He's looking back. By that time... It had settled down.
They had a brush under the carpet.
The same thing with Amrini, you know.
The issue was resolved.
By Boaz it was
right.
resolved.
The issue was resolved. Right. Okay. There are many variables, many issues, but you see this something which, right away you point out the Targum. You see the Targum, it's not so clear. So we have different opinions, but this was a very major issue. And
but it does seem to say yeah. everyone's mind that he did this in his first year, as soon as he came in.
Right. This thing that Chazal was not satisfied, it was already a fight, a struggle, is the very beginning.
Also, look at this. You had the Migdash was locked up.
Yeah.
And the first day he comes in, this is his idea. I'm going to open the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
And I need 45 days, and you, Rabbanim, I'm making her a Shah. I know I'm a Yachad against a Rabbin. I'm doing it, and that's it.
But see, that's a very big problem because Chizkiah's legacy is his chavivus of Torah,
right.
His chavivus of Talmidei Chachamim, and here, right away, opens the Beis Hamikdash. He's going to restore the
no
form of glory.
Just like you can't say David Chotah, you can't say anything.
There's a conflict,
right.
And the conflict is the very beginning, and we know that Roshana Simoni Milsa. The beginning says it all. The beginning, there's a much symbolism that goes into the Haskalah. Chazal, they struggle very much. Why didn't Chizkiah become Melech HaMashiach? After the miracle of Sancheirif, he should have been Melech HaMashiach. What went wrong? They struggle. So the common answer is, he didn't sing Shira. It's a very difficult thing to understand. He didn't sing Shira. All right, so one of the interpretations I heard was he didn't make a Yom Tov. What he didn't sing Shira was, he should have made a Yom Tov. Just like we have Pesach, and we have Sukkis, and we have even the Yom Tov Rabbanon. Why Tachan did he not? The Farshim is because he felt it would be Bittul Torah. Because when you know going to a Yom Tov, it's been Hazmanim, and there's all the preparation. His Chavivus of Torah was so great, he felt that it was not Kedai to make an annual reminder of what happened because of Bittul Torah. And that was a mistake. There should have been some degree of commemoration of the miracle. That's an approach. There are many approaches. But right away we see here, his whole legacy was Torah. And the very first day, there's a conflict with the Sanhedrin. You say what you say. I know more than you. You all carryovers from Ochaz, and Ochaz ruined your Hashkafa. I know the Torah. What the Torah says better than you. And right away we enter into this very difficult conflict. Okay, let's go a few seconds further. Pasuk Dalet. Yeah.
His mother, Abiyah Bas.
Yes, I don't know who she was. I don't know. Yeah.
Not Zechariah Kohen.
No. Zechariah had no children. No. Zechariah, and that would have been probably much, much too far back.
Yeah. But Ochaz killed.
Right. No, that was Ochaz's father. Ochaz, Yoash. And Yoash was even the father of Yehoram, right? Yeah. So we're going back a couple of generations. They didn't live that long, but still, it's impossible. Because also, they say very clearly that Zechariah had no children. Zechariah Domov, the children of Yehoyada, meaning all of the descendants, because it appears that he did not. Maybe he did. I'm not clear, but it's not likely in any way that it was.
His great grandfather.
Right, the great grandfather. So it's not likely the Baz Zechariah, who he married a woman. She must have been a lot older than him. It's very unlikely that it refers to that Zechariah.
Chizkiah versus Chizkiah. That's just the
Chizkiah versus.
Oh,
it's the same thing. Yeah. So many times, there are many names that with the Hays and the Vavs. Yeah, it's a good point. We are here. It's Yechizkiyahu, and we often refer to him as Chizkiyahu. That's the point. I don't know why. Maybe. Yeah.
When we say Harashah, who initiates that Harashah?
Sanhedrin. You need a Navi. Sanhedrin. Chizkiyahu. We're going to see, according to some, was a Navi. So, if he was acting as a Navi, there is a pasuk here which seems to indicate that he might have been a Navi, not clear, then that already changes everything. Because
well,
a Navi.
That he wasn't a Navi.
Yehoyada, that's going back. That's not his
but
son was a Nadi.
That you're allowed to kill in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos and all that.
That's not necessarily Harasha. That could be Pikuach Nefesh. That could have been there could have been other Nevi'im who participated in advising Yehoyada. I don't know the answer. So you're asking really good questions. I don't know the rules of Harasha. Harasha generally is something which you need a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im, Nosan.
The Harshim in Sanhedrin say you need a Godel Adar, let's say. I mean, later than the Sanhedrin, I guess. The Godel Adar has the right to do certain things.
Harasha.
Like Mordechai brings down the examples of Mordechai telling Esther to go live with Ahasuerus.
Yeah, look at that.
That's
and they didn't keep Pesach.
That's
that year.
In Ben Sora Mora, that's what the Gemara says over there. So it brings the thing about the tefillin changing to a dove. So that's the example that it gives.
But there are different types of Harasha.
It's not even a shy of Harasha because he didn't push over Pesach. He said there's a Chaydish.
So right, he's working with halakhic principles. It's a svara. It's a svara.
It was a machloikis.
It's machloikis and svara. Right? It's not clear that this was an issue of Hirasha. It's a discussion in the Gemara. There are different drashas, and you can say a svara both ways. So it's not the get of Hirasha. Even Hirasha, there are different madregos. The case of Esther, Chazal say karka oilam. Esther was passive.
Right,
the sin is a passive avera. But to do to tell a person to do something, or Esther said, this year in Klal Yisrael, no one should observe Pesach. So therefore,
she went without being called.
That's when he's. I'm coming. So there, it's no longer being passive. There, she's being active.
Right, that's why.
That's a Hirasha. That's already a different madrega of Hirasha. So there are different levels of Hirasha.
Yeah. When Mordechai told her to go then.
Yeah, so L'chor, according to Mordechai and Esther, were not Nevi'im, according to all opinions.
Right, that's why it said, he's the Kasher Avadati Avadati. If I'm doing the right thing, great. If I'm doing the wrong thing, I lost my other my bond. That's the end of it,
So,
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I hope so.
Okay, so this is a very big issue. Okay, let's go for, let's see.
Serious
right.
She knew she was doing the big
well, that's the Mepharad. That's what
right.
The Mepharad is...
Okay, let's see a few more psukim. Byas Yosha Vishal Asher also David Aviv, who was shown in Shun Lobo, Bushavishan Posak, and Stalsis Bishan by Haskim. Posak Dalit, Vayave S. Hakoihan, Vias Alevim, Vias Fame Luchov Hamizrach. He gathered the Kohan Levim to, he called for them, he brought them, and he gathered them to the eastern gate, Sharnikinar. That's the eastern gate, the main gate where you come into the Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer Elohim Shemo Uni Halvim. Listen to me. Ata now. Hiskadshu. Sanctify yourselves. Assuming they were Tomei. They were in a state of Tumah. The Kadshu is Beis HaShem Elokei Avosechem. Sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. Vehotziu Es HaNida Min HaKodesh. Remove the Nida. Nida means the object which is disgusting. And Rashi will see in a moment says Nida, not Nes. The object in this world that Hashem considers to be the most contaminated is a woman, so to speak, who is a Nida. A Nida, it's Mos. It's considered to be disgusting. And now when we want to refer to Avodah Zarah, we refer to it as a Nida instead of a Mace. Nida can simply just be translated as something which is banished. Avodah Zarah is a borrowed expression, but on a deeper level, it means like a woman that is a Nida. And this, just to remind us, this goes back to what we discussed before with Asalia. Asalia, when Yehoyada led his Kohanim and Levim to remove Asalia from her position of Malchus, he was concerned that she should not die in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? They were willing, he gave very clear instructions that anyone who tries to come forward should be killed on the spot in the Beis HaMikdash. So why are you more concerned for the life of Asalia, that she should not contaminate the Beis HaMikdash, than her servants? So he gave the answer. It's hard for us to understand this answer, is because when a person is in a state of terror, fear, a woman is paris nida. Vatischalchal hamalka me'od. Esther was terrified. And what did Chazal interpret? How did they interpret it? She parsed a Nida. She became a Nida. Becoming a Nida, the form of contamination in Chazal's eyes, is worse than Tumas Hanes.
Well, the Gemara says why it's Mei Nida. So it uses by Paraduma, it uses the word
Mei Nida. So you see that there was extreme.
So we know that Tumas Meis is like Mei Nida.
And it's even worse.
Words, it's the same it, thing, it's, has the same...
Okay, but for some reason they consider a woman who is in need to be a greater degree of contamination. Yehoyada was willing to tolerate Tumas Neis in the Beis HaMikdash, but he was not willing to tolerate a Salya who would have been a Tumas Nida in the Beis HaMikdash. So here when we're referring to Avodah Zarah, we're calling it as a remove the Nida min HaKadosh. Plus why? Pasik Vav Ki Moalu Avoseinu. So he now refers back to the sins of our forefathers, Kimola Vasimasu Harabene Hashem Elokeinu, Vaya Zvuhu, and our forefathers abandoned Hashem, Vaya Sebu Pineyam Mishkan Hashem. They turned their faces from the Mishkan Hashem Vayitnu earth and they gave Hashem their back. Now this goes to Chazal. Chazal said that they had such there was such a degree of rebellion when they came to Davin, they Davin Shimon Esrei every day. How did they daven Shimon Esrei? In a mocking way. Instead of facing Mizrach, well now here it's not Mizrach, instead of facing the Aron, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they turned their backs. They turned their backs, so he referred to this terrible chutzpah, how they turned their face from the Mishkan Hashem, and they gave Hashem their back. Oref literally means that's the bone where you put the Dalid of the Kesher Shel Tefillin, on the back of the head, towards the right, on top of the groove, on the back, middle of your head, there is a bone. That bone is called the Oref. When you want to be a Mechutzef, when a person wants to, someone is talking to you, so you want to, I'm not paying attention to you, you turn around about face, 180 degrees, and instead of showing your eyes to the person, you show them your Oref, look at the bone on the back of my head, which is right opposite my eyes. That bone, if you feel the bone right above the groove, that is right between, exactly parallel to the eyes. When you talk to a person, look at me, I'm speaking to you, give me your attention, give me, focus on me. I'm not going to show you my eyes, I'm going to show you the opposite of my eyes, the oiref, making a bowed face. That's exactly what they did to Hashem. Hashem said, I want to speak to you, I want your attention. What a Klal Yisrael with chutzpah, turn around and show Hashem the oiref. Okay, God. Now, there's a very important deek in this passage that the Mefarshim really go to town with, and that is that here he calls this structure called the Mimishkan Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, you have to do a computer search. Nowhere in Divrei Hayamim, or even in Malachim, do we, after the Mikdash is built, do we refer to the structure of the Mikdash as the Mishkan? It's called the Mikdash. So, what's going on here? Why is he calling it the Mishkan? It's a pella. Okay, Mishkan, you could say, simply means the place where Hashem Shechina rests. But that's not the way the word is used in Sefer Divrei Hayam once the Mikdash is built. It replaced what the way we use the word Mishkan. So the answer borders on this idea that Chizkiyahu viewed himself to be a reincarnation, I use that word loosely, of David HaMelech. And what was David's major accomplishment in everything that he did? David said, Hashem, what's this that you're sitting in a tent? You're sitting in a tent, and I'm sitting in a palace? This can't be, this is not Derech Eretz. I have an idea. It doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah. It's my idea. I'm going to build for you, Hashem, a bais, a mikdash, with walls and a ceiling and a floor and a structure and an ulam and gates. Because what was the thinking until this point in time? Hashem Shechina is infinite, and it's not possible for man to house the Shechina in a structure. It's foolish. By building a structure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're making a mistake where you think that I can take this spiritual HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put him in a physical structure. It's nonsense. So the best thing is to go to the other extreme and just let Hashem Shechina rest in a tent. It shows that we really can't house the Shechina. David said, no, that's not the approach anymore. Now the approach is we have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best that we can in our understanding. And if we live in a bias, it's only Derech Eretz that we should build for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bias. This was David's idea, and it was a novel. Today we take this for granted. What's the big deal? You come to a shul, you want a nice shul, the bigger the better. Right? You have a big fancy shul. But the truth is, it's ridiculous, because what you think you can make a makom hashras hashchina, the whole world can't contain a Kodesh Baruch Hu's shchina. You're going to go build a Kodesh Baruch Hu house? You're fooling yourself by building a structure. It would be better for you just to make a little symbolic representation that this is the makom hashras hashchina. It was a novel idea, and David's idea. And David got credit for this idea, and what was the reward? That Hashem said, because you came up with this idea and you you impressed upon Klal Yisrael the need that it should be done, I guarantee that your descendants will always be the Melech over Yisrael. Even though the Malchus was meant to go to Shevet Yehuda, it will not depart from your children. Chizkiyahu is doing the same thing. I'm now the reincarnation. What do I got? Where's the Shechina? The Shechina is like in a tent, because the Beis HaMikdash is full of idols, and the Beis HaMikdash is locked, is closed for business. It's Ki'ilu, there is no Beis HaMikdash. It's Ki'ilu, the Shechina is resting somewhere in some tent, some makeshift tent. I now will come along and follow the ways of my forefather David and build a bias for Hashem Shechina. So Chizkiyahu is stepping into history and is saying, I am now the reincarnation of David. David transformed the Shechina from a Mishkan to a bias. That's exactly what I'm going to do now. But I'm going to outdo my great-grandfather. I'm going to bring Mashiach. He was unable to bring Mashiach. I'm going to bring Mashiach. So this is how he starts. He starts and he says, Vayazu vayasebu pneim mimishkan Hashem. We have here just the Mishkan. We're going to proceed to remove the Avodah Zarah, make restoration, and build a bayis. Exactly the pattern of David. Kipasik Zayin, Gam Sogaru Dalsos Ulam. What else did he do? He closed up the doors of the Ulam. Now this is very interesting because we learned above that he closed the doors, period. The whole Temple Mount was closed for business. Here it says the Temple Mount was, now this is going back to an earlier period of time. You know, because this really goes back to what it says in Malachim. In Malachim, and we learned in the previous parak, before he closed down the Mikdash, there were different stages in Chorban, in the Mikdash. The first thing he did was he built a Mizbeach in the image of Avodah Zarah of Aram. And where was that Mizbeach? In the Azara. So obviously the Mikdash was open for business. It's just that they were offering korbanos. They offered the Tamish al-Shachat, Tamish al-Benabayim on the Mizbeach, which is in the Azara. But here the Pasuk says, so what was wrong at this point in time? You couldn't go past the Azara. The Ulam, the antechamber, which leads into the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was shut. That was completely closed off. At a later point in time, they didn't even offer korbanos in the Azara on the replica of Mizbeach. They completely shut the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So here we're going through different periods from the previous pasuk tells us how first everything was open for business, but they served Hashem with chutzpah. They turned their back on Him. Then things got worse. They completely shut the door of the Ulam, but they still offered korbanos on the Mizbeach and on the Mizbeach, the replica of Avodah Zavaram. And ultimately they closed all the doors. But Pasuk Zayin says, Gam Sagud Alsos Ha'ulam Vayichabras Haneros, they extinguished the Neros, they no longer lit the menorah, Uketores Lo Hiktiru, V'oilu Lo He'alu Ba'Kodesh Leloke Yisrael. Vayihi Pasuk Ches, Vayiketzef Al Hashem Al Yehuda V'Yushloim, and at this period of time, until the reign of my father Ochaz, there was anger upon Yehuda V'Yushloim, Vayidnim Al Lizava, three words. Lizava means horror. That's how they translated it in the art scroll. Lizava literally means terror, or means to shake. Look in the Mitzudos Tzion. It's a hard word to translate. Lizava Muloshan Zeya V'Charada. Charada means when you're so afraid your body shakes. Vayechrad Yitzchak Charada Gedoyla Ad Me'od. The Targum says the word there, which translates, he shook. I always tell you that we shake the lulav and esrog. It's begeder vayechrad yitzvak. It represents shaking. You're so terrified, your body shakes. So Klal Yisrael was under a degree of terror. They were on. Lizava lishama. Lishama means destruction, and the lishreka whistling. People, when they would come and they would see the Churban, they would shriek. I can't believe this. This is the beautiful city of Yerushalayim. How did such a thing happen? They would shriek in horror to witness such extreme Churban. Kasher atem ro'im be'eneichem. As you see with your own eyes, there were many wars going back to Yoash, Yehoram, Ochaz. There were terrible Churbanos that happened during this period of time. Pasuk Tes, Vihine Naflu Avoseinu Becharev, our fathers have fallen by sword, Uvanenu Venosinu, our sons and daughters Venoshin, our wives, Bashvi, Alzos have gone into exile, taken captives because of the sins, our sins. Pasuk Yud, Ato Im Levavi, it is now my plan, it is now in my heart, Lichros Beris Lashem Lokei Av Yisrael, to make a forge, a new covenant with Hashem, Vyoshov Mimenu Charonapo, and there's great benefit in doing so. By doing tshuva, in chayzer b'shuva, Hashem's anger will be removed from us. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bonai, my sons. Now this is also very interesting. He calls Klal Yisrael my children. Now this is very much in line. Chazal, they emphasize this word. Bonai here means my talmidim. You're all of my students. Talmidim are called bonim. I have a whole medrash now. We're out of time. I'll do this maybe next time. Born children, talmidim are called students, and Chazal, this fits very much in line with Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu had a chavivus for Torah. He gave shiurim. He had a koilav. He gave shiurim, and he referred to his followers as his talmidim, not as his servants. It's an amazing, amazing approach to look at your followers. Bonai atonel al tishalu. Tishalu, tishalu means do not make a mistake. I'm giving you good advice. I'm giving you good advice to be choizer b'shuva. If you don't listen, this will be considered shkoga, a horrible error. Kivochem b'char Hashem la'amod l'fonam, because among you Hashem has chosen to stand before Him, l'sharso, to minister before Him, v'lios lo misharsim u'maktirim, to be His misharsim u'maktirim, and offer sacrifices. This either means ketores, or means general sacrifice before Hashem. Let's see the Mitzudos and the Rashis very quickly. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Star, Pasuk Gimel. Pasach. What did Chizkiyahu did? He opened up the doors after his father Ochaz locked up the Migdash. Pachas, he opened up the doors. Ki Ochaz Aviv Sagram Kamashakosav Lamala. Uvahu Pasuk, he came along and he opened the doors. Vayichaskem Tiknam Bibinyan. He strengthened the Migdash with new construction. Lurchoyf HaMizrach. Haimedes Harbayis. He gathered the Koyhan Levim to the east side of the Harbayis. Since now I have opened the doors, hiskachu b'tzvila, everyone should go to mikvah. L'man tuchlu lovo lebeis Hashem. Kitchu, sanctify yourself. V'yitziu, kitchu b'zeh ma'ashatotzi. How will you sanctify the mikdash? When and by shetotziu mimenu es hanida. What is the nida? He hoivedes koychavim haruuya leha lehenida. Mimikom, that is deserving to be banished, to be removed from its place. Lehashlicha chutza kedaver hanimas umetuav, like something which is detestable and disgusting. Pasuk vav now refers back to history that your fathers, your grandfather, they had chutzpah to Hashem. Vayosebu pneim chazu pneim mimenu lebal liponus lech. They turned their face backwards from Hashem. Pasuk zayin esaneros. They did not like the menorah. Some menorah. Pasuk ches. V'ketzev v'avur zochay yakesu zayin v'ayidim lezava nesanim lecharado. So according to the Mitzudos, he says something very interesting. He says that the charada was not to the people who suffered. The charada were to the observers. People who heard, they read the paper, they read the newspaper, and they read what happened, they shook. It should not happen to them. See, we don't do that today. Today we read the most horrible things. Open up a newspaper, we read about this. It's just mind-baffling what you read in the news. You read online what's going on in the world. And business as usual, right? We don't even blink. And here it says people read the newspaper and they shook. Why do they shook? What happened to them could happen to us. That's what it says. This is very fascinating insight. Nisanim lecharada lechol hashemeya ki yechrat shelo yikuloi kimikram kasher atem roim asher kenu. You see yourself, and I'm not lying to you, and your wives and your children and your daughters, so on and so forth. Bashevi hinei heim bashevi yud aleph al captive the captives. The captives. They were taken captives. Of war.
Captivity.
Aram and Moab took the Jewish children and the wives of the people of Yehuda as captives. They were taken as slaves into other nations. Bashavi hinehim, bashavi pasuk yudalef. He now begs the people, do not make a mistake. I'm giving you good advice. Al tishalu lo yiyeh lochem shikcha ushkaga b'davar. Taharas abayis. Don't forget what I'm telling you, and don't make a mistake with regard to the matter I'm advising you. Ki b'chem bochar Hashem im kein meharoi shetiyu zihirim ba'avoydas hamokum. It's proper that you should be careful concerning the service of Hashem. Rashi pasuk gimel. Vayichaskim lefi she'ochas kitzeis es kol klei beis o Elohim. That ochas, he cut down all of the kelim. Ochas, he peeled off the gold and the silver, and he took out the kelim, and there was nothing left in the beis hamikdash. Pasuk hei v'yotziu es hanida avoidas koychavim. Now Rashi explains es hames loy nemar kan. He did not say remove the mace. Ki im nida why? Ki im nida because mohus yoyser min hames. Hamutal shalem, which is lying complete. A mace that is, I'm not sure what this means over here. A nido is more detestable than a mace, which I guess has a mila that it's shalem. A mace, even though a mace
lies in one place.
A nido moves around. Okay, moves around, so it's more detestable. Dugmo ketumas anida kidam nido mos musrach. The blood of a nido is disgusting and detestable. Vayichabu es taneres akateres v'lo yiktu v'olu lo yohelu b'chodesh lo yishol. Our forefathers shut down the mikdash, did not offer karbanos, did not light the menorah, did not offer keteres. Avol bat the deacon the pasuk leluhim achedim asu b'mos l'chol ir v'ir l'kate lohem. They did not have a karbanos, but they did offer it to avod zara. Al tishalu l'shon shigaga. Okay, so that concludes these psukim. Mitch and tomorrow we'll pick up with some more ideas.